handling of the economy took the biggest hit. That dropped 5 points down to 39%. That's not good at all. And satisfaction with the way things are going in the country is at an all-time low. So a pretty lousy poll all in all. Not a tidal wave, but an ugly storm out there at the moment for them.
Hi there, it's WAMC News Director Ian Pickus. And on this episode of the WAMC News Podcast, my recent conversation with Tim Malloy from the Quinnipiac University poll. Now, I know it's Thanksgiving and a lot of people don't like to talk politics on Thanksgiving, but a lot of people do. I'm one of them. And President Joe Biden's poll numbers are giving the Democrats pause over this holiday. The Quinnipiac University poll released last week finds the Democrat with a negative 36 to 53% job approval. That's his lowest rating yet. Respondents also gave him negative grades on his COVID response, climate change, the economy, and foreign policy. And it finds a majority of adults polled, 46 to 38%, want to see the Republican Party take control of Congress next year. I spoke with Tim Malloy of Quinnipiac University to try to break down the numbers. Well, what's happened to Joe Biden's popularity?
Well, it's slipping and it continues to slip. As you mentioned, all-time low, though a slight drop from the previous poll. Handling of the economy took the biggest hit. That dropped 5 points down to 39%. That's not good at all. And satisfaction with the way things are going in the country is at an all-time low. So a pretty lousy poll all in all. Not a tidal wave, but an ugly storm out there at the moment for him.
So if you were the White House and the Democrats, you would not be too confident about 2022, 1 year out.
Well, you know, I wouldn't be, because right now the majority of Americans would rather see the Republicans control the House and the Senate. And that was in this poll as well. And that's an ominous sign. You know, things can change, you know, politics, and so do I, but you got about a year. But this is really not a good poll at all. And it's sustaining sort of a negative, slow drip, drip, drop.
It's interesting because you and I talked a lot during the Trump years. And, you know, President Trump pretty much never did well in the Quinnipiac University poll. Is there something happening in, you know, among Americans where they're just dissatisfied with whoever's in office?
You know, it's an ugly time. It's a very, very difficult year and a half. The Trump era was the Trump era, but you had the pandemic in between. The polarization, the racial stuff, the trials that are underway right now. The only consolation, I guess, for Biden right now is that Trump's numbers were worse at this point in the presidency. He was down at 35% to 58%. But, you know, he's very close to Trumpian numbers, which is really disturbing for him, I'm sure.
He was elected as, you know, kind of the anti-Trump, not a very flashy leader who would come in and get things moving in the right direction. But as your poll shows, respondents are ready to give the other party control of Congress. Do you have any explanation for that?
You know, we keep our ear to the ground. I think a lot of people feel that this administration was overconfident about the ending of the pandemic, where we're actually kind of surged on and off, and now we're headed in the right direction. But that may have hurt him. He could go back to Afghanistan when we lost those 13 troops. It made the Afghanistan withdrawal situation even worse and tragic. This signature infrastructure plan should be a huge thing for him right now, and it may be. I mean, that's the one thing people coalesced around. Americans are for, in big numbers, the infrastructure plan. So he's got that. But unfortunately, at the moment, that's about all he's got.
People in the poll also, you know, gave him poor grades on issues like COVID, as you say, climate change, the economy, and foreign policy. What did they tell pollsters?
Well, these are the lowest grades he's gotten so far on all of these, and he used to be in positive territory. He was very high in coronavirus response. Now he's in negative territory. Climate change, not sure I understand why, but he's in negative territory there. The economy, I guess we kind of get. The economy's he was never known as the guy who was going to turn the economy around. That's a very low number. Foreign policy may have to do with Afghanistan and policy situation with China. So, yeah, I mean, I can't give you, I mean, these are big issues and different reasons for each to go down, but this is sort of a groundswell of overall disapproval of the way everything is going in the Biden administration. He does have decent numbers on empathy, always has. Is he honest? Not as honest as people used to think he was. Leadership skills, way down. 37% believe he has leadership skills. 57% say no. So, again, never, you know, these are snapshots in time, never irreversible, but this is just a real whitewash of negativity.
Also, when it comes to the economy, 61% said the economy is getting worse, and 68% said higher prices for staples like food and gas have caused them to change some of their spending habits. Those numbers have to be alarming for Democrats, too, don't they?
Well, yeah, especially going into the holiday season when people are more conscious of their pocketbooks. Some of this has to do with supply chain issues, which is really the fault of the pandemic. And whose fault was the pandemic? Hard to pin them down on that one. But so, you know, I don't know that he gets direct blame for that, but that's just another dark cloud hanging over. You know, we're a week away from Thanksgiving or close to that. You know, those are not good numbers either.
Do the numbers in this poll track with the lessons many people took from the recent elections in places like Virginia and New Jersey, where Republicans did maybe better than expected?
Well, I think if you're asking, is this a forewarning to of bad things to come with the midterms a year away? I believe it certainly is at this point anyway. A steady, gradual decline in satisfaction overall in the country. 50% are very dissatisfied. We've never seen that kind of number for him. That's back down in Trumpian numbers. So if the question is, are we looking at storm clouds ahead right now? You certainly are.
Tim Malloy is a Quinnipiac University polling analyst. Thanks, as always, for checking in. Appreciate it.
Great, Ian. Good questions.
All right, that does it for this episode of the WAMC News Podcast. Hope you had a wonderful and safe Thanksgiving holiday. Until next time, I'm Ian Pickus.